You are Locked On Angels, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, your 2018 Angels. Welcome to Locked On Angels.
Keep it locked.
Locked on.
We're locked on, sir.
Locked on Angels.
What up, Angel fans? My name is Lucas Sardo, your host of Locked On Angels today, the resident Socia Cynic. I'm here to welcome you to your daily Angels update here on Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And, well, today, we'll talk about the good, and we'll talk about the bad, we'll talk about the AL West, and we'll try to have a good Wednesday, because the Angels did lose again in Arizona, Game 1. It was an interesting way to lose a game, I will say. But, like I said, let's talk about the good things. Let's talk about the good things here. Felix Peña, 12 strikeouts in 6 innings of work. Wow, Felix. Go ahead, then. Go ahead. Go ahead with your bad self. Remember, I've said on here, this guy dominates on the road for some reason. We don't know why. Can't pitch at home. But Felix Peña, have another good outing. Wow. Caleb Cowart also got a hit. Those are few and far between. And I will say, the bullpen pitched pretty well. Except for Bedrosian, obviously. And the Bedrosian thing, we're talking about the good. So I'm not even going to talk about how a ball didn't even leave the infield grass for him to blow the game. I'm not going to do it. But, yeah, the bullpen pitched pretty well. That's about all the good I have from yesterday. I don't even want to talk about the bad. Not a big negative guy. But I will say, this is my big takeaway from the entire day. And this is, I was watching Intentional Talk yesterday, and they started talking about how much of a turnaround the Cardinals had had this season, from like right around the All-Star break to where they are now. And it got me thinking, wow, they turned their season around right when they fired their manager. So, did some research, did some digging, just to, you know, because I'm curious. I'm a curious fellow. So I went and I looked. July 14th, the Cardinals fired manager Mike Matheny. And they hired interim manager Mike Schilt, who's the guy now. On July 14th, the Cardinals were 47-46. They were one game over 500. And basically at that time they said, hey, we don't like the way this team looks. We think we have more potential. We need a change. We need a change of scenery around here in St. Louis, especially from the manager position. So, Mike Matheny, who had been with the Cardinals for about 6.5 seasons now, he was going to get fired. Postseason appearances for Mike Matheny, 2012 to 2015, and a World Series appearance in 2013. So, general success for Mike Matheny, I'd say, right? Cardinals are a pretty successful program in general. You know, they wanted to make a change. Now, obviously, they're on a tear. They are leading the wild card. So, just to put salt in my wound, what I did, I went and saw what the Angels' record on July 14th was. It was 49-47, 2 games over 500. I'd say at that time, we were all saying, hey, we can kind of control our own destiny here. That was right after phase one of the push for the playoffs. I do remember that. So the Angels were about, I'd say, 8 to 10 games out of a wild card spot. Very similar to what the Cardinals were at that time also. The Angels kept their manager, who his resume, 19-year career, 7 postseason appearances, one World Series win, and since 2010 has only made the playoffs once, and that one time they got swept. in case you guys didn't know. And I think I could even argue that we have a more talented roster than the Cardinals. But we didn't make that switch. We kept our guy. And I know I'm a Socia hater. It's my thing. And some of you guys are tired of hearing about it. But when you see cold hard examples of why it's beneficial to make a switch at the manager position at a time like that, it's hard to deny the effect that it could have had on this team. I'm not saying every team is going to respond the way the Cardinals did, but at that point in the season, we still had control of where we could be at when it mattered the most. And it just absolutely blows my mind that we haven't made that switch. And it'll come this offseason. Don't worry about that. But I think we threw away a season that we had a lot of potential because we didn't make that move. Because we didn't want to make a change of scenery. And you can tell me whatever you want. You can tell me maybe Mike Trout likes Mike Socia and we didn't want to make Mike Trout upset. Maybe Mike Socia did whatever. Obviously, Artie loves Mike Socia. I don't think we can deny the love that they have for each other. But I think it goes past that. And whatever you say to me, this is whatever your reasoning for why Mike Socia is still here, the bottom line is that dude is not steering the ship toward a playoff appearance. So why is he still around? And it's a moot point now, right? It's not going to change anything. If we got rid of him today, we're still not making the playoffs. So it doesn't matter. So obviously he's going to finish out the season with us. But it just, the fact that this popped into my head yesterday, seeing how well the Cardinals are doing, it's hard. It is so hard to look there and see that our roster has more potential and know that the guy steering our ship is not going to steer it in the correct direction. It's very, very difficult because we're too scared to upset our tenured coach of 19 years. I don't know. I might be wrong here, but I feel like Mike Socia is the guy that came to the party really early and helped you set everything up. But now everything's winding down and you're trying to go to bed because you're really tired, but he just won't leave. Like, you don't have the balls to kick him out of your house. And if you don't have the balls to kick him out of your house, you deserve to stay up all night just hearing about all his miserable drunk stories and all the problems that he's having. Because we've all been there, right? We've all been in that situation where we know that person and we've been that person trying to go to bed. What do you generally do? I know for me, I generally say, hey, bro, thanks for everything you've done for me today. Well, I got to go to bed. I'm tired. You need to leave. How hard would that conversation have been with Mike Socia? Of, hey, you've given us a solid 18 and a half years. And I wouldn't even say it's solid. I'd say you've given me 18 and a half years. but we need you to go. Adios, amigo. What? How hard? How hard would that have been? Too hard, apparently. Ugh. Just food for thought for you guys. As I keep riding this Socia cynic train. But coming up next, your Wild West Wednesday. But first, LockedOnAngels@gmail.com. You guys know what that is? Do you? That's the website. That is the email address you can hit me up at if you would like to sponsor this show. Hit me up. But Wild West Wednesday coming up next.
Westside!
Yo, it's Wild West Wednesday.
Yeah. Let's take a trip around the West.
Welcome to Wild West Wednesday. In this segment today, we are not really going to talk about the Angels very much because they are completely out of the West, essentially. But let's, just for a baseball standpoint, let's talk about how fun this race is going to be for the division. Like, seriously, the A's and Astros are tied for the division lead, and the Mariners are right there with them. They're like 4.5 games out. And they, every team has like a bunch of games left to play against each other. Jose Altuve just got back in the Houston lineup, just in time for their trip to Anaheim, of course, this weekend. Can't wait. I really don't know who's going to end up winning this division. I think it's going to be the Astros, because I think they have the best roster in baseball. Their starters are just better than everybody else. They have the best starting rotation in baseball. Their lineup is tough to navigate through because they've got power all up and down the lineup. And while they also have the power, they also have the guys that can get on base. They got Bregman. They got Altuve. They got Correa. I mean, wow. Like, they have an all-star team, guys. And their bullpen is nails. Sometimes I wonder how they lose games. But the A's, on the other hand, have probably the hottest hitter on the planet right now in Chris Davis. Matt Chapman is turning into a stud. Their bullpen is pretty good. But I'm not quite sold on their starting rotation yet in like big games. The one thing I will say about the A's, though, this is the intangible thing, is, and I can attest to this because I lived in Hayward, California for 4 years, where I went to college at Cal State East Bay. Go Pioneers. Hayward, just south of Oakland, like literally 20 minutes south of Oakland. The people in East Bay, in the East Bay, really know how to rally a team. And all of those teams absolutely thrive on being the underdog. Because those people in that area, I feel like, are always like, we're always the little brother to like San Francisco. So, and the teams are just built differently in Oakland. The teams are grittier in Oakland. They're not flashy. They're not cute. They play in the Coliseum. It's just like grit, like the definition of grit, like the Raiders. They're a gritty group of fans. They're a gritty group of players, generally. Like John Gruden, that guy, when he smiles, it looks gritty, right? So, when the A's are randomly good, these fans just love that team. They love the team even when they're bad. When I was going to Angels A's games at the Coliseum in college, it was absolutely brutal on me. Because those fans just never lay off you. They're on you 24/7. I would take Bart to the Coliseum in my Angels jersey, in my Angels hat. And on Bart, I would get probably averaging 7 middle fingers thrown my way per game. Just on Bart alone. They love the A's. And so what I ultimately want to happen in this AL West is I want the Astros to win the division, and I want the A's to host the wild card game, because the one or two few times per decade that the A's get to take the tarps off the upper deck, they're special moments, guys. They really are. I'm going to say it. Real special moments there in Oakland. And it'd be fun as a baseball fan to see that. But the Mariners now, can they catch up? I don't think the A's and Astros are going to slow down, so the Mariners got to get really hot. And I think the Mariners are going to have to catch the Yankees, not necessarily the A's or Astros. I think the A's and Astros are going to blow past the Yankees, honestly. And for the Yankees, Didi just went down on the DL. They don't have Judge. I think there was a tweet I saw yesterday, and it was maybe like Trent Rush retweeted it, but a Yankees beat writer was basically talking about how they had 5 of their starters on the DL. And he was like, Trent Rush like quoted it and was like, dang, imagine having 15, well, now 16. Because, sidebar conversation, what is Justin Upton doing with a wine glass? He's more clumsy with a wine glass than he is with a glove, apparently. What the heck? What is going on? So imagine having 16 of your starters on the DL and six of those guys being on the 60-day DL. Oh, Yankees, we feel so bad for you. Laughable. Ugh. But I don't know. I don't think the Mariners would be fun to watch in the playoffs, honestly. I would have more fun watching the Yankees in the playoffs. Because right now, for baseball's sake, I am a baseball fan. The Angels games, I watch them. And I, you know, I laugh most of the time. But the rest of the baseball, it's interesting. It's coming down to the wire, guys. And as a baseball fan, I want an A's-Yankees wildcard game in Oakland. I want the A's to win, and they're going to play the Red Sox. I want a Houston versus Cleveland series, and I think the world needs a Boston-Houston ALCS. I think that would be the most electric series of the whole playoffs. Because the NL, there's just a lot of teams that I'm like, I don't know, they're not sexy to me. The AL, I think Boston and Houston are the two sexy teams right now. And for the rest of the AL West, for the sake of this segment, meaning the Angels and Rangers, well, we suck. Hopefully the Rangers don't catch us and we end up in the cellar, because that would be embarrassing. But we're having fun. Shohei, he's coming back on the mound. Ah! We'll see. Coming up next, we're going to close out the show, though. All right, let's send you into your Wednesday. So I mentioned Shohei right before the break. I just read this article by Jeff Fletcher about Shohei returning and how he was basically like, you know, a lot of people are upset he's coming back, but you shouldn't be upset. And Jeff, dude, yeah, like, I get it. He's healthy. Cool. But that's, like, not the point of bringing him back. You know, I don't get it. And in his article, he talks about how, like, Shohei even said, like, I never felt hurt when I went on the DL. Like, my elbow never felt hurt. They just did the MRI and found that it was sprained. Which I don't know if I buy, because why would you just do that MRI just for fun? Like, I know that it was hurt and it was like a problematic thing coming in, like when we got him from Japan, but are we just gonna have like routine UCL checks from now on with our pitchers? Is that what it's gonna be? And we'll be like, yeah, we're just trying to get ahead of it. I don't know if that would help. But, like, Shohei is saying, yeah, I wasn't hurt. I never felt bad. Like, I'm ready to go. Could have been pitching all season long. I don't know if I buy that. I think he was hurt. I legitimately do. I don't know. Because then, why would he have gone on the DL? Like, we could have used him at that point, right? I don't know. I question the article a little bit, but we got Clay Buchholz on the mound versus Adrisamer Despaigne coming up on Wednesday. Are we going to get a win? I don't know. Maybe. Probably not, because the Diamondbacks have something to play for. You know what? From here on out, let's just play spoiler. Let's do it. Let's go sweep the Astros this weekend. Just to play spoiler. Let's win. Let's beat the Diamondbacks. And maybe help out the Dodgers, as much as we might not want to do that. Let's just play spoiler. Let's just win the rest of our games and just screw everybody else over. How about we do that? Yeah. Anyway, I'm Lucas Sardo. You can find me at LucasSardo13 on my personal Twitter. But if you don't want to talk to me on my personal Twitter, hit me up on the podcast Twitter, at LockedOnAngels, for all the updates regarding the show and our website. Go to LockedOnAngels.com. If you have any questions, comments, or anything, shoot us an email at LockedOnAngels@gmail.com. That's all I got for you guys today. Enjoy your Wednesday. I'll be back tomorrow. Adios.